we're here at the zoo, and you know, there are times that we have what ifs. What ifs get in our life? What if I don't get a good report from the doctor? What if I don't get that job? What if the car repairs are really high? Oh, those what ifs. And it's because we can't control that situation, and we're sitting on pins and needles, and we're doing the what ifs. Well, here's what ifs causes. It causes us to be afraid, to stress, to worry, to fret. And none of that's good. Not any of that is good. And doing all that, we're not changing anything. So over in Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, the Lord himself goes before you. He will not fail you. He will not leave you or abandon you. And it goes on to say, do not be afraid or discouraged. And I want us to really think about that. What that means is that God is already where that situation is. He already knows the answer. He already knows what's going on. And when he's there, he can then take care of it. And so when we're waiting on an answer, or we're doing the what ifs, what we need to do is lean in to our Heavenly Father and trust him. And he's with us every single step. He said, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'm going to be right there. And there is no need to get down, to get discouraged, and be afraid. Is that not good news today? So when the what ifs come, and they do, let's spend our time and our energy focusing on our Heavenly Father, who is loving, caring, our provider, our protector, rather than those silly what ifs. Read Deuteronomy 31, chapter 31, verse 8. And until next time, sweet dreams and night night.